Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at Eyes of Your Heart Enlightened, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, verses 18 and 19. Another request Paul makes in his prayer to God is for the Ephesians to have the eyes of their heart enlightened, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18 and 19. When this happens, they will be able to perceive the hope of God's calling. What are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? And what is the surpassing greatness of His power toward us who believe? The phrase, eyes of your heart, is used to describe how one is enlightened. The heart, as used in this context, is the center of man's emotions and his intellect. Speaking metaphorically, the heart has eyes, allowing both the emotions and the intellect to see what God has done for the believer. Paul wants God to help his readers to have a better understanding of what God has provided. Our understanding will be achieved the more acquainted with God's provision for the believer and the ramification of these provisions we become. This understanding comes by continuing to spend time reading God's Word, the Bible, and thinking about all the things He has done. As Christians become more acquainted with God fulfilling His promises, then they will have more confidence that He can provide the hope He has promised with His calling, which is eternal life. This hope is not some wishful thinking, but rather an expected result. It is something the believer is anticipating based upon their faith in God's promises. The more we understand God's Word, the more we will understand how precious the body of Christ, the church, all Christians, are to God. Because Christians are God's inheritance, we need to fully understand how valuable we are to God. We need to realize and fully comprehend that everything that is in this world and all that God has done in history is for the group of Christians called the church. As believers who meditate upon God's Word, and as we obtain a fuller understanding of all the things He has accomplished, we must acknowledge the power He possesses. Think about the two terms Paul uses to describe God's power: surpassing greatness. Paul is not only acknowledging that God's power is great, but he is saying God's power goes beyond being great. A phrase we might use today is, God is the one and only superpower. The Ephesians did not have the written word. Therefore, Paul was wanting God to reveal more about himself to the Christians at Ephesus. Because the New Testament contains all God has revealed, Christians today can still be enlightened by reading it. As a result, the eyes of our heart will be enlightened, the more we will appreciate the importance of living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
It's all that